So I'll introduce myself again. This is James Niederland, Young Living Platinum Distributor. I have the honor tonight of a super guest speaker. I'm getting to know Thomas Sarno, who is a professional language coach, and he's helped countless people build their multi-level marketing businesses. He is offering this call tonight for free. It's going to be a 55-minute call, approximately. It is being recorded, so it will be available for you to listen to at a future time. And also, if you are on my email list, you will get emailed how to access the recording once the call is available by recording. I'll probably get that email out tomorrow. I encourage you all to stay on the call because at the end of this call, Thomas is going to offer you all a very special gift. So without further ado, my new friend and buddy, professional language coach, Thomas Sarno.
Good evening, and thank you. Thank you very much for the wonderful introduction. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, anybody cannot hear okay. If you hit 5-star on your phone, then I will know.
Okay. Very good. Well, welcome everybody, and thank you for being here on the Language of Success call, and thank you for taking time out of your busy day to really be on this call. It just shows that you're interested in learning more about developing your language skills, which will enhance you and your ability to build your business more professionally with confidence and posture. So let's get started with why we're here. You know, we're here because we've chosen to work in an industry called direct sales or MLM, or what I like best is network marketing, because that's really, really what it is. And, you know, the fact that you've chose one of the top companies in this industry is a real plus for you all. I did not know how good the Young Living essential oils were until I started coaching different people around the world on how to build their Young Living business professionally. Then I actually moved up to New Jersey, and I've had the oils put on me many times now, and I have a very different look at what Young Living is really all about. And I have to tell you, it makes perfect sense to me why all of you are in this company, and I support this company and all of you. So it's a pleasure to be here to share with you some of the skills that I have been bringing to people around the world to help each and every one of you develop your business more, you know, more effectively, more professionally, and more strongly. So on this call tonight, we're gonna look at just how important is the language we use in marketing and presenting the Young Living business. We are going to look at some of the major stalls and objections and why we get them. We're going to look at some words and phrases we really want to avoid because some of them can really kill your prospecting efforts and your presentations. We're going to look at some very powerful language formulas and how by using this language in a series of steps, we can really give ourselves an advantage in building our businesses. Now, I want you to know that I've worked with networkers from all over the world, and I've found one thing to be very common amongst them. They all want to give too much or the wrong kind of information to their prospects. And I believe our goal should be to only give information to people who are interested and to give it to them in small amounts and let them digest it. And then if they're still interested, give them a little more. This way, you know, we're not throwing up on people, we're not confusing them, or getting them into what's called information overload. Okay, so let's remember we're in the people business. It's our jobs to sort through people, find the ones who are interested in looking at what we have to offer, whether it be our, you know, our products or our business venture. And then it's our job to qualify that person as to whether or not they're really a fit for what we're looking for. So once again, I say, you know, our jobs are to find people who are interested, and this is one of the key points in learning the language for success. So how do we find out if there's interest? Well, the best way is to ask good questions and really listen to the answers. You know, Folks, we want to do what we call the Network Marketers Two-Step. And it goes like this. It's ask and listen. Ask and listen. When you learn to ask the right questions, people will tell you everything you need to know about them so that you can qualify or disqualify them as somebody that you really want to work with, somebody that would really be a fit for using the oils or, you know, for being a Young Living business partner with you. So we want to really learn to master your questions and then listen carefully for the answers so you'll know what step to take next. All right. Now, I know some of you are on the call because you're curious about the language for success, and some of you are on this call because you're stuck. You're struggling in some area of your business, and that's common. So at this time, I'm going to go over some of the reasons why I hear people are struggling in their Young Living businesses, and let's see if any of these sound familiar to you. All right? Some of the things that I'm hearing is, I don't know how to find the right people to talk to. I don't know what to say to people. My warm market doesn't take me serious. I don't think I can handle all this rejection. Well, what's the best way to follow up with people? You know, how do I get people to review my information and then get back with me? These are some of the things that I'm hearing very regularly among students, not just in Young Living, but all throughout the network marketing industry. So let's look at a couple of these right now. And, you